Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. All right already. What can I say? The day is moving along. It's the longest day of the year, by the way, so sunshine abounds. Go just roast yourself out there in that sunshine. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to thank all of you, actually, for all of your participation and all the things that we've been doing with New California State. And, of course, the grievances are exploding all over the place. And a lot of good stuff being said about the grievances and all the things that are happening there. Now, the grievances, in case you don't know, are an offshoot. It's still part of the Declaration of Independence process that is moving forward, that is actually moving forward. Here in California, for New California, the new state that's coming on board. And not the Tim Draper, you know, free state business and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. We got some stories we're going to read from Chris Street. And, in fact, we should have Chris Street on the show. I keep, you know, he and I talk, but, you know, it's like, Chris, let's make these. We don't make them. However, Judge Jeanine will be on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to tell you that. That's going to be announced. It's not right away, but we've been in negotiations with them, and she's going to be on the show. She'll spend quite a bit of time with us, actually, so I'm really happy to announce that. So Judge Jeanine will be appearing on Agenda 21 Radio in the near future. She has a new book coming out, and she's agreed to spend some time with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Trust me. Big fan of Judge Jeanine. We will definitely be playing that one out there for you and letting you know when that is going to happen. Also, for those of you that haven't heard, the first constitutional convention to be convened in California since 1879, will be convened. The very first one, there's going to be three of them at convention. And that's constitutional convention will be the 21st of July at Harris Ranch, California. And you can go to agenda21radio.news and click on the New California link, or you can go to newcaliforniastate.com and pick up information on it about there. You can reserve your seats if you want. I would suggest you make plans now, well in the future, as many of our people are starting to already. So I'm really excited about that. Vacationing in the middle of the state of California where it's really warm. No, we won't be a vacation. It's going to be a one-day shot. And then we're going to come back. We haven't set that date, but that date will be set in the near future. Following that, the second convention, basically. Then there will be a third. And then we're going to be moving forward with a whole bunch of other things. But this one is going to be kind of interesting because we're acting put the state legislature together. We're going to go with the, I call it the Potted Plant Training Wheels Group of assembly members and senators. And so we're looking forward to that. It's pretty exciting, actually. So anyway, that date is coming up. So visit newcaliforniastate.com for more information on that. Click on the events and meetings part of the menu bar up at the very top. That sort of gets you all on board. And also donate. You want to donate to New California. So the $5 and $10 donations are the bread and butter, and we really do appreciate those donations that do come in. We get a lot of $5, $10, and $25 donations, and they keep us going, so we really do appreciate that. Okay, now let's get back down to the nitty-gritty. So this whole thing that's going on with Donald Trump, I think it's you know, the hypocrites that come out and the strength that he's got. This is kind of a bending moment for the president. I think he bent. I wouldn't say it's a bend. He just made the right decision. Didn't need to even think about bending over or breaking or anything. We're talking about the crisis at the border. Now, remember, this crisis is not his. He's got to handle a crisis that was made for him before him. That's two things, made before him and for him. Okay, so in other words, like this crisis that we're having at the border was an Obama crisis that was absolutely blown up out of disproportion over anything that we had had going on for illegal immigration. And this was a purpose-driven illegal immigration designed to cloud and pivot the border. You know, there was cloud and pivot. I'm sorry. Who is cloud and pivot? Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward. Well, there were two, I think from Columbia University, communist central in America, Columbia University, who figured out that, you know, if you take and pressure a governmental system and you put so much, you overwhelm it, then it soon has to crack and break, right? That's Cloward and Piven. That's the fundamental thing. We've seen Cloward and Piven applied all. It's a favorite tool of the left. Saul Alinsky loves Cloward and Piven. So did, of course, the big one, Bill Clinton, who used Cloward and Piven all the time. In fact, this whole guys back in the day when Clinton changed the immigration, or not the immigration, but the welfare rules, and got people off welfare and all that. That was sort of a hiding, if you will, of other different types of Cloward and Piven strategies, designed to overwhelm other systems. And one of the systems they overwhelmed was, of course, Orange County. With its financial burdens, they overwhelmed it and drove it into bankruptcy, basically. And they were following a Cloward and Piven strategy to put stress on the system, and they did, and it worked, and they got a bankruptcy. And from that bankruptcy, it threw the Republican Party in Orange County, and by extension the rest of the state, into chaos. Absolute chaos. And, of course, that was very opportunistic for the Clintons, because what they were able to do is they were able to pour in money by the oodles and boodles for, you got it, unions. What kind of unions? Government unions. To give you an example of how this worked, before the Orange County bankruptcy, Bill Clinton showed up in Southern California twice. After the Orange County bankruptcy, from December 4th, 1994, to the November 1996 elections, how many times did he show up in Southern California? 28 times. Visiting unions, SEIU, and so on, and bolstering unions throughout California with money, 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 money. And the unions got to be very, very powerful. And of course, from that date on, 1996, the state legislature has never been in the hands of Republicans. In fact, it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse for Republicans, and now you got a monoparty system. Get it? Cloward and Piven. in days when almost New York City was bankrupt, when this whole theory of cloud impugnment started to come forward. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you that who was working in the White House at the time of all this happening? Oh, it was Cloward Piven, Francis Fox Piven, and Richard Cloward. They were working right in the Clinton White House. There's pictures of them all together, gleefully looking around. Yeah, yeah, it worked, it worked. We destroyed that part of California. That's what's happened to the Republic ever since then. 1994. Yeah. In California, it turned into a monoparty system. It's a monoparty state. It's a communist state. That's clearly what's going on here. And those of you that were down in the Capitol yesterday and worried about all sorts of things, and you're protesting, and Antifa showed up in California. Oh, yeah, a bust in by Kevin De Leon and his communist friends from Oakland, of course. I'm sure it was quite a little show. We're going to have more on this, I think, tomorrow. I'm going to try and we're arranging some interviews with people that are there, so you kind of get a feel for what was going on. But the monoparty system worked its little web around everybody, as it's always trying to do, trying to turn us into South Africa. Yeah, that's why we ran the last segment on South Africa. But this is just sort of the plight of what we're going through here in California and what is going on at the border right now. It's Cloward and Piven strategy going on. That's what's happening. They're flooding the border, and deliberately so. Remember this Pueblo Sin Frontera business where they're caravanning? Well, they've destroyed the economies in Mexico and in Central and South America. And what do the populations have? They have the United States to turn to. Millions of people coming this direction now. And how do we stop it? Well, let's ask Laura Bush or Kevin Costner. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay. We're going to get down to it. Comments made here by various people. We're going to start with Tucker Carlson about Tucker's. Dems don't want honest discussion about immigration. That's a fact, Jack. We know that. That is an absolute fact. This is what he had to say last night. We're going to go very quickly on these, so pay attention.
Earlier today, President Trump bowed to his critics and signed an executive order intended to halt the separation of illegal immigrant families at the border. Now, if you really believe the hysteria of this last week was about keeping immigrant children with their parents, then you probably assume Democrats are thrilled about this. They got what they demanded. They ought to be celebrating tonight, but they're not. They're still angry. Senator Kamala Harris of California tweeted this, quote, "This executive order doesn't fix the crisis. Indefinitely detaining children with their families in camps is inhumane and will not make us safe." Meanwhile, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut apparently dialed into the same talking points call. His response sounded eerily similar to his colleagues. Here's what he said, quote, "Indefinitely imprisoning children and their families is still inhumane and ineffective law enforcement." Well, by now you probably realize that, like most debates in Washington, this was never really about what they claimed it was about. They never are. The left doesn't believe that America has the right to stop poor people from coming over our southern border under any circumstances, legal or not. Okay, most voters disagree with that. Either way, it would be nice to have an honest national debate about all of this before the midterm elections. That would help everybody. That's the last thing Democrats want, though, because they would lose that debate. So rather than have it, they're whipping their supporters into a frenzy of mindless rage. You've seen it on cable television for the last week. That is, of course, the surest way to short-circuit rational thinking and conversation and get people to obey.
Well, he's right. why do we want to have rational thinking and debate? No, because that's not going to happen, guys. It's not going to happen. Not at all.
Trump signing an executive order yesterday allowing children to stay with their parents at detention centers after a national outcry to stop the family separation at the border that took place and affected about 2,300 kids. Moments ago, the president tweeted this: "The border has been a big mess for many years, and at some point, Schumer and Pelosi are weak on border crime and border security, will be forced to do a real deal so easy that solves this long-time problem. Schumer used to want border security. Now he'll take crime." Chris Kobach helped draft the president's original immigration plan. He also is a candidate for Kansas governor and Kansas's Secretary of State. Chris Kobach joins us now. Chris, the president's executive order, it could run into a roadblock with a 1997 law. But do you like what he did?
Yeah, the president's executive order is a masterful move, Brian, because what he does is he keeps the zero tolerance policy in place, and that's the policy of we either deport or prosecute every illegal alien encountered. But he also ends the separation of families by allowing the entire family to be detained. And he outsmarted the Democrats on this one because they were presenting a false choice. They were saying, well, the only way to avoid separating families is to return to the Obama policy of just letting them go, catch and release. And that was basically, if you come with a child in tow, you get released, you won't be detained.
So,
and
right.
I think it's a great move.
I just don't know what people expect to do. There's a surge from other countries at our border. We're trying to put them in the best conditions possible. Now families can stay together. Do they actually want these families to be allowed in? What do we say about the legal immigration system?
Well,
those idiots in Europe or the anywhere else that are waiting in line, doing it right.
Well, and I think Pelosi is showing her true colors now. She's saying that, well, this new executive order is not good enough. She wants the families to be released. She doesn't even want the family kept together in custody. But you're absolutely right. We have a situation where you have to send the message to these countries, principally in Central America, that are sending the children that, hey, things have changed. You're not going to be handed a get-out-of-jail-free card. And remember, the bad incentive that the Obama administration was sending was, okay, there's a new policy. If you bring kids, we're not going to detain you or the children. Now we're sending the right message south.
Chris, we have a little bit of news. Judge, it's not good news for you. Judge tosses Kansas proof of citizenship voter law. So get this, if you bring ID, you wanted people to have to bring ID to vote, and this judge says, no, you don't have to.
So our law says you have to prove citizenship when you register, and this opinion is a very extreme one, which I think will not stand on appeal. She basically takes a position I'm not aware of any other federal judge in America taking, that it is unconstitutional for a state to require proof of citizenship.
That's another issue, and of course that's it kind of goes hand in hand with the illegal immigration and what's going on here in California, because what happens is that Jerry Brown allows these illegals, foreign nationals, to vote. Anyway, Donald Trump weighs in on the issue. This was last night.
The Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. Let everybody pour in. We don't care. Let them come in from the Middle East. Let them come in from all over the place. We don't care. We're not going to let it happen. And by the way, today I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
That's what Pelosi doesn't like. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. You did what we said. You did what we said, Donald Trump. You did it. But now we just let them all go. That's what Obama did. He put them, in fact, Obama put them on buses and shipped them off all around the nation. Why don't you do that? Well, maybe he's not Obama. Number one. Number two, we're tightening the border. See, this is the brilliance of Donald Trump. Okay, well, we'll give you that. And now they're all ticked off beyond all recognition. Tobar. Tobar. There you go, Tobar. Ticked off beyond all recognition. Right? As opposed to FUBAR, y'all know what that one means, right? Right. I mean, you know, so Trump out-Trumps him again. He trumps him.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your hospitals, your jobs, or your safety. Democrats put illegal immigrants before they put American citizens. What the hell is going on?
I wonder if he listens to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, how many times have we said that very same thing on this radio show? Jerry Brown has the new California citizens. Well, the California citizens. I shouldn't say new California. The California citizens, right? Which go above and beyond American citizens, because American citizens in Jerry Brown's world have no rights. That's a fact. Forget about your skin color, race, didn't mean anything to Jerry Brown. If you're an American citizen, no matter what your stripes, no matter what your color, what your ethnic group, if you're an American citizen, you're out. They're replacing American citizens with illegal foreign nationals. It's an invasion. Just like South Africa.
Illegal immigration costs our country hundreds of billions of dollars. So imagine if we could spend that money to help bring opportunity to our inner cities and our rural communities and our roads and our highways and our schools.
Build that wall, they're saying. Build that wall. Build that wall.
So we've already started the wall. We got 1.6 billion. The wall has been started. San Diego and lots of different places. And we go, but boy, it's tough. They want to do anything they can to obstruct and to make sure it doesn't happen, but it's happening.
Yep, it's happening. I'm sorry, I kind of lost a little bit. But isn't it interesting? They have priority, the Democrats have priority over the illegal foreign nationals invading our country. That's their priority. And you as American citizens, you as Californians, you're, because you live in America and you're in California and you're an American citizen in California, you are the last thing they want. You are absolutely the last thing you want. They want anyway. It's not what you want. Heck no. Anyway, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to vote, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, and voice, I'm sorry, write to, I'm sorry, you don't have a right to vote any longer in California, but you do have a right to voice.
One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Let's get to the politics and the optics of all this in a moment here. But what is your sense about this executive order? Does this fly?
Well, I think it may help the president and his party politically, because it is he will be seen as acting to end this practice of stripping these kids away from their families. However, as a substantive matter, I don't think that it really does very much. He says we're going to continue to hold these people who we arrest for illegally crossing the border. We're just now going to hold them with their kids. But that runs right into this consent decree that we've all been hearing about in the Flores case, which is effectively law, which says you can't hold kids for longer than 20 days. And he is saying that this order has to be done in a way that doesn't run into that. Well, we'll see how well that works. I think there's a significant chance the order will be struck down. So we'll see how far that goes. Make no mistake about it, Bill. The reason why Democrats are complaining about this order is that They didn't. What they wanted the president to do with the stroke of a pen was to go back to the previous practice of catch and release. Mm-hmm. And if you had a child with you and you crossed the border, because you couldn't hold a kid for more than 20 days, that meant that you couldn't separate them from the families. That meant that the kid was effectively a get out of jail free card, and these people would be scheduled or they set for a hearing, and then they would melt away into the countryside when they were released. And never show up for their hearings. And that whole catch and release practice, while it was well intentioned, didn't work. And this is what the Trump administration is trying to get away from.
Yeah.
And that's what brought us to where we are.
You have a keen experience with this, however. In Virginia, you work at a facility that brings in illegal immigrant children. And what is your experience about how they're treated or what happens there, Brett?
There are two kinds of immigrant children who are separated from their families. One kind, and this is the largest group, are unaccompanied immigrant minors who arrive on our borders and cross our borders, and their parents are nowhere to be seen. And they make a harrowing journey through Mexico from these broken Central American countries to get here, and they display unbelievable courage and wherewithal to do it, and they come into this country, and because they're entitled to a hearing, they have to be housed somewhere until their hearing. And there are 100 facilities around the country which accommodate these kids. These same facilities also accommodate these children who are separated at the border from their families. I'm on the board of a Christian youth home out here in Virginia, not too far from Washington, which takes, 60 or so of these kids at a time, and they take care of them, and I must say they take very good care of them, until they can be placed with families or otherwise situated to await their hearings. That's how the system works. And what we've seen at the border is a number of cases where these kids arrive and they expect, I'm told by the people at the youth home where I serve, a lot of them expect to be separated from their parents, and they're ready to deal with that. But as we've seen, there are a number of cases where these kids certainly are not ready for that, and it's a terrible experience for them. And that is what the administration is trying to deal with now, because once they revoke catch and release, these separations were inevitable. And so they're now saying, well, okay, we're not going to do catch and release, but we're not going to separate them either. Well, we'll see how that turns out as a matter of
I want to stop it right there, because Britt Hume is referring to maybe this. Okay, this is the business end of what I've been telling you about in regards to all this. Okay, because being an educator for 41 years, I get the business end of what he's got. He's got a group home, a Christian group home, and they take in these kids 40 or 50 at a time. Who pays for that? These homes are all over the place. They're in Virginia, but they're all over the place, the country. And they're run by religious organizations. So shame on them. I know everybody says, well, that's a Christian. See, they're playing into that. They're flooding the country with illegal foreign nationals and playing into your religiosity. By the way, let's not be fooled. The government pays billions of dollars into the coffers of these religious organizations. So-called religious organizations. You know, I don't think this is really what it's been all about, is to destroy your country because some dictators around the world, through Agenda 21 and others, the United Nations, really does want to destroy your country. There needs to be some control on this at the border. That's the point. This is an invasion of illegal foreign nationals, and they don't want the laws to apply to them. And, of course, they've got the Democrats, the Nancy Pelosi's, the globalists, the One World Order folks. They're the ones pulling those strings. Paul Ryan, thank you very much. He's another one. Because he has been the insurance policy to guarantee, as Speaker of the House, who controls what? Money, the budget, all that. Paul Ryan and, before him, John Boehner. So this is what Britt Hume is talking about, at the school in which he's a board member on. And guess what? They're indulging with it, too.
Jonah Goldberg was with Sandra and me earlier today in America's newsroom, and he thinks the White House screwed it up. But that was earlier today. This is what he said. Britt, have a listen.
This has been the worst messaged policy screw up I think of any president in my lifetime. Regardless of what you think of the moral horror at the border, and I do think it's a moral horror, just as messaging, this has been a disaster.
All right, reflect on that quickly. Well, and have they made up ground since that comment from 10 o'clock this morning?
They may have, Bill, but they were well in a hole on this. Now, part of it has been some of the worst and most distorted media coverage of an issue that I think I've ever seen in my life.
Interesting.
And it has gone to the point where, you know, you're hearing Nazi comparisons from journalists who, you know, might otherwise be considered respectable. So this is what they're up against. But they certainly, I don't think when they instituted this, they ended catch and release back in April, they expected this. I don't think they expected they were going to, suddenly this is going to blow up into the issue. And they clearly, the administration officials clearly were not ready for it. Because there are a number of things you can say. They've said them, but they never really penetrated. One of them is that if you're an American citizen, a parent, and you commit a crime and you're thrown in jail, you're going to be separated from your children. I mean, and you could make an analogy to this. These people cross the border, and if they don't cross at a legitimate transit point and you know, file for asylum or whatever it is they want in the right way, they've committed a crime. Yeah. They're subject to separation from their children. But that argument really never quite penetrated.
I'm just looking at the president's tweet from just a few hours ago. Don't worry, the Republicans and your president will fix it. And there's a video attached to that that we're going to play a bit later here before the rally begins.
Yeah, we haven't heard the last of this, Bill. This is going to go on for a while because I'm not sure that this executive order will pass muster in the courts because of that consent decree that said 20 days is the max. Mm-hmm. We'll see how well that works.
We'll see. Anyway, this is I am being suspicious as usual. So this is something I saw yesterday. I actually witnessed this one. I don't think I have enough time. Hang on here a second. Let's see if I can get this one. No, this is a longer one. But this happens to be Secretary Salazar who's defending the detention centers. And this is a good... Well, what Britt Hume said in the last segment I think is true. That their people were caught off balance by this attack about just this. They've seen a little light where you're separating the children. Of course, the facts are most of these children are kidnapped and rented, right? And the adults bring them up and they think they're going to get into the border into the country easier with it. Oh, it's my child, right? And of course, that's the vast majority of these kids. So these kids get separated from those folks. Now, they've been able to, of course, conflate it. They're separating from the parents, all of them. And, of course, 80% of these kids coming across are those kids that are abducted, trafficked by traffickers. That's why I say, is Laura Bush supporting that? Kevin Costner? We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, Alex Salazar was on Brett Baer yesterday, and I actually watched this. And I think the administration was not necessarily totally tuned into what was going on at the border, even though the treatment of these kids is much, much better now under Trump rather than Obama. But they've jumped all over on the left the notion of the separation of children. Which, you know, these people on the left, don't be fooled. And I'm talking about Laura Bush as well. She's definitely on the left now. They have to realize that these kids are being trafficked. I mean, everybody and their mother who knows anything about this border down there knows this. All these kids, for the most part, the majority of them are being trafficked. They're being used. They're being rented. They're being sold. And then ultimately, when they get across the border, many of them are sold in the sex trade operations going on. Which, you know, they're doubling down on that. See, the left has got to protect that. That's why they're being so obnoxious about what's going on. So this, I don't know how much far I'm going to get into this, but I want to play this clip from Alex Salazar yesterday talking to Brett Baer, explaining what was going on.
These take excellent care of these children who are entrusted to our care. We get kids who are unaccompanied. These are kids who've been sent by their parents to cross into the United States by themselves, often with a smuggler, sometimes trafficked into this country, or whose parents have brought them here and crossed illegally and then been arrested for their illegal crossing. They come to us. What do? We provide them with education. We provide them with meals. They get medical care. They get dental. They get vision. They get athletic time. They get entertainment. They get psychiatric care. So we're providing excellent care to these kids until we can get them placed out with a sponsor.
You brought some video. We haven't been able to access on our own, with our own cameras, some of these facilities. These videos that you bring are from two different facilities and include girls and young children as well. First, will you let other cameras go in besides the video that you're providing us here? And second, how do you look at these videos to tell this story?
Sure. We've had congressmen, we've had senators, we've had the media come and tour these facilities. Of course, we need to have advance notice. We're protecting minor children here, and these are grantees that are running these programs. So the safety of the kids and their privacy is paramount. But we've had folks coming through touring our facilities. We're very open to that because we deliver excellent care to these kids. This is care that we're quite proud of. And our grantees, they take this mission of looking out for these kids quite seriously.
When you hear critics say the president's executive order today, why didn't he do it 2,000 kids ago? What do you say?
Well, first, we're going to have to see how the implementation of the executive order goes. The Department of Homeland Security is going to have to work with the court and ensure that they're able to keep these families as an integrated unit in detention facilities pending their criminal prosecution of the parents and or the deportation of the whole family for violation of our immigration laws.
And you're a lawyer. I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you think
well,
that's
it's
possible?
It's going to depend. Our laws in this country on immigration are so messed up. That's what the president's been talking about, is that our laws of immigration are so messed up here that it's an open invitation so often for people to approach our country and come in illegally. And then these kids come across our border alone through traffickers, through smugglers, and they end up going into our care, or their parents bring them here illegally. And then because the parents, if they get arrested, we get them. You know, if you or I, God forbid, get arrested, our kids are going to be taken from us and put in Child Protective Services. These kids are put in our care, and then we try to find sponsors for them here in the country, usually a family member who will take care of them.
What's the breakdown of the kids and the ages? Do we have a sense, or do you have a sense of toddlers versus teenagers versus others?
So the vast, vast majority of kids are teenagers. We have a few that are under the age of 13. We keep them in segregated facilities with separate protocols for taking care of them. They're always in permanent facilities, not in the semi-permanent facilities that you often see on TV. Those are older teenagers that would be in the semi-permanent facilities that we have. And again, these kids are getting the full range of services. America's
mostly
a generous
teenagers.
Nation.
Mostly teenagers.
And America takes care of these
mostly
kids.
Mostly teenagers.
The country. They've come here illegally, and we're still caring for them.
So Secretary Nielsen said that's a vast majority, 10,000 of the 12,000 she estimated, were sent here alone by their parents.
That's correct.
That's the number you're working on?
Yep. We've got about 12,000 children currently at our facilities. About 10,000 of them are what we historically, through every past administration, have gotten kids coming across the border unaccompanied.
Unaccompanied, 10,000 out of 12,000. Think about that.
Charged with illegal entry into the country, and because they're charged and detained, the children have been sent to us for care.
So when you see the emotional outcry and people, not only lawmakers, but people taken to the streets, what's your reaction?
Well, we get it. Nobody wants kids separated from their parents. The president said that in your opening. He made it clear. He's got deep compassion and heart for these kids and their families. But the simple fact is, the way you prevent separation, the way you prevent your children coming into our care, don't come into our country illegally across at a legal crossing. Go and present yourself at a legal border crossing with the permission to come in the country, or make your case for...
Okay, I've had enough of this. let's just talk what this really is. You've got elitists on the left, including Laura Bush now and Kevin Costner, who, for some reason, whatever, think that 10,000 kids trafficked into this country out of 12,000 recently, it's okay for these kids to be come along unaccompanied, mostly teenagers, I might add. But what about the other so-called 2,000? Well, what about them? How did their parents get in that position? They came across illegally. They didn't follow the directions or anything like that. They came across illegally, so they got separated. Right. But I want to talk about those other kids. Remember, one of the big things that happens to these kids is they get trafficked sexually. They get bought and sold. They're slaves. This is despicable, what we're hearing from people like Laura Bush. This is despicable, what we're hearing from Kevin Costner, to support the trafficking, oftentimes for sexual reasons, of these children coming across the border. It's outrageous. Every American should be furious with these people to treat children such as this and support it. Think it's okay. I don't. I worked with kids for 41 years. I don't think this is okay remotely. what we're hearing. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, you know, yesterday, Sarah Sanders has a response to Laura Bush.
What was the president's reaction to Laura Bush's piece in the Washington Post?
I'm sorry, what was the last part of your question?
What was the president's reaction to Laura Bush's piece in the Washington Post?
I didn't speak directly with him about that, but I'm happy to address the concerns and echo what Secretary Nielsen said. Look, we share the concern. The president himself said that he doesn't like this process. But once again, it's Congress's job to change the law. We're calling on them to do exactly that. And frankly, this law was actually signed into effect in 2008 under her husband's leadership, not under this administration. We're not the ones responsible for creating this problem. We've inherited it. But we're actually the first administration stepping up and trying to fix it.
Hello. Hello, Laura. Did you forget that little detail that it was your husband who did this? Your husband's responsible for this. And Kevin Costner, Field of Nightmares is what you're looking for. Yeah, the nightmare dream. We now get it. We understand now what you're trying to accomplish in the movie. Open borders. We get it. You just enjoy the buying and selling of children. That's what you're about. Anyway, just my little editorial. I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. It's something that we sort of pride ourselves on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, Right to Voice, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.